We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special presentation on KSJE Farmington.
Good afternoon, KSJE listeners. I'm Darren Church, and I'm joined today by
Jason Kelko.
And we are with Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation. And for the next hour, we thought it'd be kind of fun to play some music from our high school era. So that's 20 years apart. I graduated from high school, Durango High, class of 1983.
I graduated from Farmington High School, class of 2002.
And so we're going to go through, you know, the top movies of our time when we were in high school, some top TV shows, talk a little bit about the market, because that's what we do every day. And then hopefully we're going to drum up some support for KSJE and get some more people to join KSJE and become members of the KSJE. One of the really neat things this whole week is the Marion Family Foundation and a couple other donors are matching all of the money that is raised by new members up to $3,000. So thanks to all of them. And we thought we'd just go right into the music. We'll start some music. And one of the, my favorite bands from my era in high school, Toto, and this is Africa.
And we're back. That was Toto with Africa. I wanted to start off talking about some of the most popular movies around the time I was in high school. That was the late 90s to early 2000s. One of the big things that it kicked off was the current trend of the superhero movies. X-Men came out in 2000. There was also some pretty big movie franchises going on at the time. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone debuted in 2001. We also had the second movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, came out in 2002. One of my personal favorites that I feel still holds up today is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You'll remember some of the best music.
Great movie.
In movies are in that. And then a certain trilogy was going on during that time that some people may not be as fond of. Star Wars, Attack of the Clones, came out in 2002. And Darren, if I remember right, there was another trilogy of a similar name going on when you were in high school.
There was also a Star Wars trilogy. When I was in high school, 1983 was the Return of the Jedi came out. Another great movies that I loved the year that I graduated from high school, Risky Business, the Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, yeah.
Really introduced us to Tom Cruise as a star. Scarface, Al Pacino, one of the great movies of 1983. And then what I believe is probably the greatest movie franchise of all time started that year with the release of Chevy Chase in Vacation, one of the great movies and one of the great series, and Christmas Vacation, my favorite movie of all time.
Got to watch it every year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not Christmas without that movie. So,
okay, so our next song is going to be from my era. It's from my early high school years. The lead singer of one of the biggest bands at the time, Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas, is featured on this song, and also one of the greatest guitar players of all time, Carlos Santana. This is Santana and Rob Thomas with Smooth.
About it.
Welcome back to the Darren and Jason Hour here on KSJE. Not quite as famous as the Scott Micklin Morning Show, but we're trying. We do want to remind everybody we are here at KSJE trying to raise support, new members for KSJE. All of the new members and the money, you know, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can give to KSJE, that'll be matched up to $3,000 by the Marion Family Foundation and a couple other donors that chose to remain anonymous. Also this hour, Jason and I are going to be giving away some movie tickets to Allen Theaters. So if you want to call in, the studio line is 566-3909, 566-3909, and we'll take the second caller this time for some movie tickets.
We'll get a chance to check out those new seats at the revamped Allen 8.
That's right. I've heard they're very comfortable. I've seen pictures of Scott Micklin sitting in those seats, enjoying the new seats at the Allen 8. So please go ahead and give us a call, 566-3909, if you want some movie tickets. Next song we're going to play is going to be from my high school era. We're going to go into one of the biggest albums of all time, Michael Jackson, Thriller. And that song that I picked this time is Billie Jean.
People are
And we're back. I just wanted to remind everyone that we do have the Allen Theaters movie tickets, so call in and get those tickets. I also wanted to remind everyone that you can go to KSJE's website, www.ksje.com, to submit your donations and show your support. Remember, it's keeping the beacon, not beekeeping. I wanted to touch a little bit now on the Dow Jones Industrial Average throughout the eras that we're talking about. In the early 80s, you had the Dow Jones go over 1,000, and that was quite the big deal.
Yeah, I remember that, actually, that it was a big deal. Yeah.
Okay. And then in the early 2000s, again, we had a little bit of the scare with the Y2K and everything when the millennium turned, but we had the Dow over 10,000 in 2002. I was not paying too much attention at the time, so I don't remember much of that. And then currently, we are setting records right now. The Dow closed today at 23,450. So interesting to see the climb throughout the years.
Yeah, tremendous growth over the years. And again, we talk about it Thursday mornings when we talk on the Save a Buck Thursday. Staying invested, staying the course, that's the way to go. We're not going to talk a lot about investments today, but it is amazing to see how much the Dow has grown since I was in high school.
Yep. Speaking of high school, we're going to jump back up to 1998 now. This is a band that tried to take away the Billboard Top 10 from the likes of the boy bands and Britney Spears' of the age. This is one of my personal favorites, Eve 6 with Inside Out.
I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. I wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn, burn like a wicker cabinet, chalk white and oh so frail. I see our time has gotten stale. The tick-tock of the clock is painful, all sane and logical. I wanna tear it off the wall. I hear words in clips and phrases, I think nothing but faith in nothing. I wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. SoCal is where my mind states, but it's not my state of mind. I'm not as ugly, sad as you. Or am I origami, folded up and just pretend, demented but faith in nothing. I wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I alone am the one you don't know you need. Take heed, feed your ego. Blind when your eyes close, sink when you get close, tie me to the bedpost. I alone am the one you don't know you need, you don't know you need me. Make me blind when your eyes close, tie me to the bedpost. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling.
So we're back on KSJE. Don't forget to support KSJE, your local public radio station and the beacon of the Four Corners. And like Jason said, it's not beekeeping, it's keeping the beacon. Very cute, Mr. Micklin. We want to talk a little bit about the TV shows that were really big when we were in high school. And when I went back and looked, I kind of think they weren't that great when I was in high school, and maybe they just didn't hold up well. But one of the top ones was the A-Team. And if you go back and watch that now, the acting was really bad. Yeah. But yeah, the A-Team was one of the ones that, when I was in high school.
Some of the ones, the big ones when I was in high school, there was a couple of phenomenons actually that took off right around 2000. The first one was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Everybody remembers Regis Philbin and Wants to Be a Millionaire. American Idol also debuted in 2002. And I think that was a lot of fun for me personally. I knew a guy whose brother was on the first season, so we had a lot of fun watching him until he got kicked off in the second round. And then one of the biggest sitcoms at the time, we were right in the midst of Friends. And so everybody had a vested interest in Will They, Won't They, Ross and Rachel.
Right,
Monica
and were they on a break or were they not
right.
on a break?
Yep, yeah, that's still up for debate today.
That was a great TV show. One of the shows that aired in 1983 for the first time that is still on today, Pat Sajak, Vanna White on Wheel of Fortune. That show is still on, and that's aired the year that I graduated from high school. Another show that if you wanted to take a nap would be a great show, Bob Ross, The Joy of Painting was also big then, and Magnum P.I. was another big show back in 1983. The next song we're going to play is kind of not one of my favorite songs of all time, but it's an interesting song for me in that it's the first time I ever listened to a Sony Walkman. And if you're of Jason's era or a little bit younger than that, a Walkman was the little box that you played cassettes on and you put the headset on. And I was walking around and I saw this girl that I knew. She was listening to The Go-Go's, and this is the first song that I ever heard on a Sony Walkman.
And we're back. We kind of wanted to go into now some of the headlines from when we were in high school. One of the big things I remember, I touched on it earlier, was Y2K, on how the computers were going to adapt to the changing of the millennia using only two digits to keep the dates. Everybody thought that the world was going to come to an end, and everybody was stocking their pantries full, from what I remember. The other big thing that happened while I was in high school was, of course, September 11th, 2001. I remember where I was that day. I was at an Honor Society meeting when the first tower fell. And then when the second tower fell, I was in my first hour. We were glued to the TV. Nothing got done that day. The TVs were all in all the classrooms, and everybody was pretty somber and quiet and glued to the TV just to see what was going to happen next.
Yeah, and looking back into the 1980s when I was in high school, one of the things that really stood out to me, my spring break of 1981, we were on vacation, and we were at Old Town, that old West town in outside of Tucson, Arizona, where they used to film all their Westerns. And a bunch of people were gathered around a radio, and we were trying to figure out why they were all gathered around the radio, and we found out that President Reagan had been shot. Ronald Reagan had been shot. He went on to survive and have a long 8-year term. But in 1981, that was definitely a kind of a pivotal moment. And it's one of those things where, like you said, you remember where you were when it happened. It's interesting. When Jason and I were putting together all of this for the show, it was really interesting to see all the different things that were going on. But also, you know, Reagan's vice president was George Bush.
Right.
And then the president when you were in high school was George
W. Bush.
W. Bush. Yep. Yeah. So a lot of similarities and a lot of things that were going, you know, but then a lot of differences over the years. So it's been a fun actually putting this together over the last couple of days.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun. Remember, you can go to the website, www.ksje, to show your support today. The next song that I want to get into from my high school days is from a band that has been around for a while, since the late 80s, actually. They've got a pretty funky sound, and this is one of my favorites from them. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Can't Stop.
Far more shocking than anything I ever knew. just like you. Far more shocking than anything I ever knew. Right on cue. Distant bus into the reservation. Default the pistol that you pray for. Dispunk the feeling that you stay for. In time, I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the west end. Knocked out before you better come to. Don't die, you know the truth is some do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart the Gogan generate hub. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
So one of the things we were looking at over the years was the price of oil, which has fluctuated all over the place. We've had it, you know, up over $100 a barrel. Today, the oil closed at $55.20 a barrel, which sounds great. But really interestingly, back in 1983, when I was in high school, and then also in 2002, when Jason was in high school, oil was at the same price.
Right.
It was mid-20s a barrel.
Yep.
And I remember, you know, I fill up the car, put like $5 worth of gas in it, and that would last me a week or so, which was great to have that much gas. Had a cassette player in my car, and this is one of the cassettes that I did own. Little did I know when I was listening to this band that this many years later, my middle son would spend 3 years in Australia, going to a university in Australia as a music major there, and this band was huge back in the early 80s. This is Men at Work with Down Under.
A fighter come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta take cover. Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? Smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Read us low and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Yeah.
Darren and Jason back on KSJE Radio. We're with Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation. We're here supporting KSJE, and we're asking for your support for KSJE. Keep the beacon going in the four corners. You can go to ksje.com/support to become a member of KSJE. $10 a month, $20 a month, $100 a month, whatever you can afford to give. Marion Family Foundation and two other donors are matching it up to $3,000 this week. So please open up your wallets and let's support public radio in the four corners.
One of the other things we went through when we were comparing our different time periods in high school was the number one books, the books on the New York Times for bestseller list. And it was really interesting to see one of my favorite artists growing up and still now is Stephen King. And it was interesting to see that in 83, he had two books up in the top 10, Pet Sematary and Christine. And in 2002, he had one up there as well, Everything's Eventual. So it's fun to see that the staying power of some of the authors.
Yeah, I think he writes about three novels a year, it seems like.
Right.
It's so prolific.
He can crank them out. The next song that I'm about to play is one that reminds me of loading up a truck full of pallets and going out into Chokecherry Canyon and building a nice, under control fire. This is the Shins with New Slang. Thank you.
Darren and Jason back on KSJE. Hey, we want to thank the people that have become members during this hour. We've seen those pledges come in. We can see them online, and we want to thank those people who are doing that. We really appreciate it. We appreciate the support for public radio in the Four Corners. We're going to kind of close out the last few minutes here, just going from song to song to song, so we're going to move on. There were a lot of one-hit wonders in the 80s. This one definitely was, I think, one of the one-hit wonders. This is Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Back. I wanted to plug the website one more time, www.ksje.com. Go and show your support today. Remember, it's keeping the beacon, not beekeeping. You know, when I was looking through the Billboard charts of the late 90s and early 2000s, I had a really tough time navigating the minefield of boy bands, pop princesses, and R&B hits whose lyrics some of our listeners wouldn't appreciate.
And we appreciate that.
Right. So I really had to dig a little deep, so I think I'm going to go ahead and let Darren take it away with another hit from the 80s. So, Darren, take it away.
And I just want to say a shout-out to my wife, Jamie. Jason and I are a little bit unusual in that we both knew our wives in high school.
Right.
Did you date Abby in high school?
No, not really.
But
no.
You guys were friends.
But we were friends, yes.
And my wife, we dated in high school. And I just got a text from her in the last song. She said she was dancing around the office. So we appreciate the support from our wives that we've known for quite some time. We're going to close out this hour with one of my favorite performers of all time. Started out as the drummer of Genesis, and then when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, he took over as the lead singer, went out on his own. This is In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
And we're back. I just wanted to thank all of the family and friends that tuned in today and hopped online to show their support for local radio. Remember, it's keeping the beacon, not beekeeping.
Yeah, and thank you to everybody back at where we work at Citizens Bank, Citizens Trust. We appreciate you listening. And, of course, to our wives, who we know were listening because they texted us
right
throughout the whole program. So thank you both, Abby and Jamie. So thank you, and please throw your support at KSJE.com.